From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A Florida Senate committee agrees state regulators should be notified when racing greyhounds are injured or killed at one of Florida's 12 dog tracks. As WLRN reporter Rick Stone tells us, it's a step toward what animal rights groups hope will be the end of dog racing in our state.
The bill would require greyhound injuries to be reported to the state within 7 days. The Senate Fiscal Policy Committee passed it with a big majority and sent it to the full Senate. Florida is one of only 7 states that still allow greyhound dog racing, and one of only 2 that don't require injury reporting. Carrie Teal of the dog protection group Grey2K says the bill could expose what he calls one of the dirty little secrets of dog racing.
We don't know how many dogs are suffering broken legs on the track. And we think that's an important change that the legislature will pass this year that will help greyhounds.
According to a report by the Fort Myers News Press, a greyhound died on one of Florida's dog tracks about every 3 days last year. Teal and other animal activists believe the deaths were needless. They say greyhound racing is no longer popular or profitable, and it survives only because the state requires it. It tracks that offer other forms of gambling. Teal says that's a link that needs to be cut.
Our priority is to pass a provision known as greyhound decoupling, which would slowly phase out greyhound racing probably over 10 to 15 years.
The fate of greyhound racing is deeply embedded in the broader issue of whether gambling should be expanded or curtailed in Florida. A decoupling bill with an injury reporting requirement failed in the legislature last year. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
As temperatures drop tonight, the people who run homeless shelters throughout South Florida say they're worried about the significant health hazard the sudden, unexpected cold could pose for the region's homeless. Antonio Villasuza is the director of the Miami Rescue Mission.
I don't think people here in Miami understand what cold weather could bring to a person that may be suffering with a cold can turn into pneumonia, pneumonia can turn into passing away.
Villasuso says he's expecting up to 100 additional homeless people seeking shelter this evening. The National Weather Service says temperatures are expected to dip to about 44 degrees with a wind chill factor of about 32 degrees tonight and tomorrow morning. Hooray for Hollywood, or at least for the jobs that the film industry could bring to South Florida. The Miami Omni Community Redevelopment Agency held a job fair today near downtown Miami. About 250 people attended to apply for jobs in the construction of the Florida Film and Television Center. A North Carolina film company has partnered with the Omni CRA to build the 82,000 square foot production studio. Peter Bockweg is the executive director of the Omni CRA.
It's definitely going to bring attention to the area. We're actually in the entertainment district of the city of Miami. The movie industry, you know, entails a lot of businesses and outside businesses that they rely on to operate on a day-to-day basis. And we look forward to them being the catalyst of attracting some of those businesses.
The film studio will also offer South Florida University students the opportunity to intern with the company. Construction of the studio is expected to be complete by August. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.